Welcome to the Ozaukee Family Wellness Podcast, a guide to finding wellness resources in Ozaukee County. Your host, Dr. Camille Berger, will interview a local business or care provider each week to provide you with resources, information, and connections for your family's wellness. As a family chiropractor in Cedarburg, Dr. Berger wants to empower you to take charge of your family's health and wellness. Of course, she would love to hear what you want to learn about and who you want to hear from. To submit a request, head over to ozaukeefamilywellness.org and hit the contact button to send an email. Or leave us a review and let us know what you think. We can't wait to hear from you. So stay tuned, hit subscribe, sit back, and enjoy.
Welcome back, everyone. Today, I am recording this podcast solo, so it's just me, and I am here in the office on Memorial Day. So I saw patients this afternoon and decided to stay a little bit late and share something with you. So it seemed like last week was kind of a stressful week for just about everyone that I had come through. And I wanted to share with you what I shared with my patients who were either extremely stressed throughout the week or were looking for some ways to activate their core muscles. So this is a great thing I'm going to teach you. It's called box breathing. So this is wonderful for calming down your autonomic nervous system or activating your core when you are in those early days postpartum. So let's talk about the autonomic nervous system quickly first. So this is a three-branch part of your nervous system, and this is the part of the nervous system that babies primarily function on. So all of us have this part of the nervous system, but as we get older, our frontal cortex develops more, our prefrontal cortex, and we start to not listen to it as much. So what we're going to work on is tuning in to all the parts of our nervous system, listening to it, and learning how to relax. So this can be difficult, but let's again, the three-part system of the autonomic nervous system. So there are three branches, and I'm going to describe them as the brake, the gas pedal, and the emergency brake. So when you're driving your car, you should be able to easily move your foot between the gas pedal and the brake pedal. You need to do this to speed up when it's time to speed up, like if you're getting onto the freeway, and you need to be able to move your foot quickly to the brake if you need to brake because someone cut you off. So you should be able to do this freely and easily. You should be able to respond to all the stressors around you, and you should be able to shift what your body needs when it needs it. So I use a measurement in the office called heart rate variability that tells me if your body is able to do this, if your nervous system can move from the brake pedal to the gas pedal without delay, without taking a pause and wondering what's going on. Or I can also see if you have been under so much chronic stress that you have pulled the emergency brake. So this is a part of your car that you hopefully never have to use. This you would use if your brake pedal stopped working and you needed to stop. Pulling the emergency brake is something probably none of us have ever done in a car. Yet I find that a lot of patients that come through have actually pulled the emergency brake on their nervous system. And this can be quite troubling because this is shutdown mode. The tool I'm going to give you today will not get you out of having already pulled that emergency brake on your nervous system, but it'll help you remain adaptable to the changes in your daily life. It'll help your foot move freely from gas pedal to brake pedal and brake pedal to gas pedal. So let's talk about this box breathing. I love box breathing because it is wonderful for adults. It's easy to teach, and you can do it with your kids. So this would be a great tool if you and your kids are all just a little keyed up and someone's having a temper tantrum or you feel like one is coming on. And you can do it together. You can teach your kids to do it as they need to do it on their own. And you can do it on your own if you need to take a step back from whatever the situation might be. So I just want you all to take a deep breath. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And notice where you feel that breath. I am willing to bet you feel that breath in your shoulders, in your chest, maybe even in your neck. Now I want you to take another deep breath. And while you do this, I want you to put your hand on your stomach and feel that deep breath come into your stomach instead of into your shoulders. This might be a little bit difficult to do, so sometimes it's helpful to lay down on your back, put your hand on your stomach, and push your hand up to the ceiling when you take a deep breath. So what we're going for here is activating your diaphragm. So this is the breathing muscle that attaches around the rib cage, at the base of the rib cage. When you take a deep breath in, you're activating it, pushing your stomach down, bringing the lungs down and allowing air to fill your lungs. You shouldn't only be breathing with your chest. The muscles in between your ribs for breath are accessory breathing muscles, so we don't want to use them as a primary source of breath. Generally, we activate those accessory breath muscles in times of stress, acute stress. So times that you would need to get more air into your lungs to run faster. So think running from a lion. So I doubt you're running from a lion. So let's focus on breath into our belly. You can visualize your core as an aluminum can, right? So it is round all the way around, and it is strong when it is a cylinder and round all the way around. So when you're taking a deep breath in, you want to focus on expanding through your stomach, through your sides, and into your back. Do that again with me. Difficult. Yeah, sometimes it's hard to get the breath into your back. So it's important that you're getting breath all the way around for core activation to make that strong cylinder. Because think of that aluminum can again. If you try to crush it with your hands and it's an intact cylinder, it is really hard to crush. But if we put a little dent in the side, you might be able to crush it with your hands, or it'll be a little bit easier to crush with your foot. So we want to keep our core strong. Again, this is wonderful postpartum or even in pregnancy to build up those core muscles so that they're properly intact. It'll protect your core after you give birth, and it'll help regain your core after you've given birth. So now we're going to add a next part to this. We're going to try to engage and relax our pelvic floor with this. Okay, so I'm hoping you're in a quiet place, a lone place for this. So you're going to sit on your hands. And if you're not feeling the core activation in your back, I don't want you to try this just yet. Come back to the recording later and do it when you've mastered breathing into your core. So you're going to sit on your hands, and we're visualizing that cylinder, that aluminum can, and your diaphragm comes down on the breath in, and your pelvic floor should come down and relax also. And on the breath out, the diaphragm comes up and your pelvic floor contracts and comes up. When you sit on your hands, you're creating more feedback. You might even be able to feel the activation and relaxation with your hands. It's really an acquired skill. You can try this in different positions. It might be easier to do it if you're in tabletop position. It might be easier to do if you're laying on your back and your knees are bent. It might be easiest to do when you're sitting on your hands. So you'll just have to play around and see what works best for you. Again, this particular part of breath is super important when you're pregnant for getting that pelvic floor relaxation. And it's really wonderful postpartum to strengthen and tone your pelvic floor after you have given birth. All right, so now the box part of breathing. We're going to breathe in a series of fours, and it's called box breathing because we can draw a square or a box on our thigh with our finger as we do it. So this is helpful for kids because it's a box, they're drawing a square, they can remember to do it. If they're feeling stressed at school, if they feel like they're having a hard time communicating, they can take a break and do this and engage their nervous system into higher function thinking. So we're going to breathe in for a count of four, and that's one side of the box. We're going to breathe out for, or then we're going to hold for a count of four, and that's one line of the box. We're going to breathe out for a count of four, that's another line of the box. And the last line of the box is holding for four also. And just to make it easy, we're going to do that four times. All right, so I'm going to have you do that with me. So you can close your eyes and visualize your cylindrical core. You can visualize a box. I just want you to tune out what's around you and close your eyes. And we're going to breathe in. One, two, three, four. Hold. Two, three, four. Out. Two, three, four. Hold. Two, three, four. In. Two, three, four. Hold. Two, three, four. Out. Two, three, four. Hold. Two, three, four. All right, and you can do that two more times. You can use a metronome if you like it. It would probably make me anxious, so I probably wouldn't use one. Just drawing that square on your thigh with your finger is very meditative and could be really helpful. All right, so there you have it. Nice little recording to come back to your box breathing, your core breathing, to strengthen that core after you've had a baby, to calm down your nervous system when you're feeling stressed, to bring you out of that gas pedal or brake pedal, wherever you might be stuck, so that you can adapt to your stressful environment, speed up when you need to speed up, and slow down when you need to slow down. I hope you found this all helpful, and I will talk to you again soon.
Thank you for listening to the Ozaki Family Wellness Podcast. We hope you enjoyed the conversation. Watch for future episodes anywhere you listen to podcasts. If there is someone that you would like to hear on the podcast, please visit ozakifamilywellness.org to contact us. There's also a link in the episode description. This podcast has been produced and edited by Easy Street Media.
My head's too hard. Cause it's squishy.